this episode of Counting Cars.
That is the 67 GTO, man. He's talking to this cat.
Yeah. Get the phone over.
How you doing? Nice car. Are you interested in talking about it?
Looks like you put a little too much on there.
It's never too much.
How about we do something to you?
The bandana's just not doing it.
Let's kill Mohawk, brother.
Tell me about your Merc.
Got a 4-inch chop on it.
Nice.
And it is straight pipe out.
This thing's got to be loud.
It's loud. My neighbors love me.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Nice day for a drive.
Yeah, man. Especially in a 1932 Ford Chop Top 5 Window High Boy Coupe. Come on.
I'm taking Kevin out to lunch today, mainly to test out my 32 Ford that we recently did a little bit of tuning up on, but I also want to keep my eyes peeled for any type of potential flips out there on this gorgeous cruising day.
Dude, what's this up here on the trailer, man? You see that?
Yeah, I can't tell.
Let's go take a peek, man. I'm just curious. That is the 67 GTO, man. It's a good-looking ride. Let's talk to this cat.
Yeah?
Let's
get the phone over. All right. How you doing? Nice car. Are you building it? We're car guys. Are you interested in talking about it? You gotta go?
Come on, man. Don't give up. We're just 5 minutes. Five minutes?
Just 5 minutes.
5 minutes. That's all we need.
Is that cool? We'll follow you.
I said, are you building it? He said, I was.
Oh, he said he was.
Like, he was building it. Maybe he's not anymore.
Interesting. We need a flip right now.
We need a flip.
We need a flip right now. This could be cool. How you doing, man? Not too much. My name's Danny. My partner, Kevin.
How you doing?
Thanks for stopping.
Oh, no problem.
Appreciate it, man.
Really do appreciate it.
Andre, it's nice to meet you. We're car guys. I got a shop here in town. We saw you going on the road, and we're like, dude, 67 GTO. Yeah. I love it, man. How long have you had the car?
About for a year. I was going to build it with a project, but ran out of time and money, so I'm just going to put it in storage.
I got you. Do you mind if we look at it?
No, go ahead, bro.
I love it, man. You can't talk about muscle cars without mentioning the Pontiac GTO. Breaking it down, GTO stands for Gran Turismo Omologato, which basically is an Italian term meaning a car is good enough for both street and race use, and man, was it ever. The 1967 version introduced a slightly larger engine than the previous year. Sales of the GTO topped 80,000 that year, and the good times continue to roll for Pontiac. This is really cool. What do you know about the car?
Needs a motor and tranny.
No motor, no tranny?
No interior, no.
And you don't have any of that stuff?
No, I don't have any of it. What's here, it's what's here.
That's okay. So we've got a roller and a nice body. With no motor, no transmission, or no interior, this GTO is a great blank slate. But on the other hand, it's also just an empty shell. To restore this GTO, man, it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of money. But these are very desirable cars. So if I could score this thing for, say, around $4,000, I know this would be a positive investment for a good possible flip.
I'm digging on it, man. If you really want to sell it, I'm your guy.
I actually kind of want to keep it, you know what I mean?
Come on, man. You just said you were either going to put it in storage or get rid of it.
Yeah, but then look at it and think about it. It's something I want to finish.
I got you thinking, didn't I?
Yeah, a little bit.
Shoot.
Know.
I get excited about stuff, man. I can't help it.
What kind of money would get you to change your mind?
Oh, man. Probably close to $6,000.
$6,000?
Yeah.
That's a little stout for me right now, so I don't know. You might be putting it in storage. I mean, I'm looking at a frame and a body. I'll give you $3,000. It's a body. It's a body and a frame.
Nice meeting you, bro.
Come on.
Nice meeting you. No, that's like an insult.
In cash.
Bro.
In cash. Not a check. Not a nothing.
I wouldn't accept that, man.
35. Go 35.
You're trying to give me half of what I want for my car, man. That's not going to work. 55. You know cars and I know cars, so you know it's a good investment.
$4,000. I'll go 4 G's. It's a body and a frame.
It's also a 67 GTO.
It is. 45, man. Would you go $4,500?
Boy, that's a tough one, man.
If you drive this over to our shop with the title, I'll have $100 bills for you.
Sound like a deal, bro.
Andre, right. You're beautiful, man. Thank you, Andre. Thanks. We will take such good care of her, man.
I probably paid a little bit too much on this deal, but you know what, man? To score a 67 GTO, I gotta do it. We're gonna have to put a lot of work into her, but when it's all said and done, unless she's in a lot worse shape than she looks like, I think we stand to make a real solid profit on this car.
67 GTO.
Yeah, and I still want a steak.
Hi, are you in here? Mike, come on now. Why I have to wake you up always? Better have clothes on. God, you don't got pants on. Mike, I'm not your wake-up service. You should be up on your own, man. Come on.
I'm tired of waking Mike up every day. I think it's time to pull out some ancient Hungarian wake-up techniques.
Are you getting up?
Get up.
I'm up.
Okay, put clothes on. Sometimes I feel like Hordy Mike's mother. Keep telling him, take a shower, change your clothes. He's like a damn child.
So that's how you wash your hair?
Yeah.
Why would I go home? Check this out. I'm gonna show you the perfect way to make a mohawk there, buddy.
Looks like you put a little too much on there.
Don't worry, I always got extra for you.
You're nasty. Oh, so that's how you do it.
How's it look, Broly, back there, huh? We all right?
You know, honestly, it's not straight.
Well, that's okay. How about we do something to you?
The bandana's just not doing it.
Nothing wrong with the bandana.
Let's do a mohawk, brother.
Mohawk?
Let's do a mohawk.
This length.
Whip it out. Let's see how long it'll be. Pull that thing off.
Here, just get...
Come on.
Jeez, you're a hippie. I never even knew.
Don't worry, it's long.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, we can...
we can stand that up.
I never had a mohawk in my life. This could be a new look for me, and I could take rock and roll it to the next level.
Put that in.
What I have to do, like...
Take it, one big ball, and start putting it in there.
Can't believe I'm f***ing doing this. Then how you doing, man?
Getting this stuff in there.
I need what? Hey, that's my eye and my mouth and my ear. Oh, my God.
I can't believe Rolly has this much hair. I mean, I'm going to need another can of glue. This cannot be environmentally friendly.
You look like a troll doll.
What?
Troll who?
Come on, Bob. It just makes sense.
You're going to ruin this nice 67 GTO.
I believe that it's going to pay off in the end of the flip.
Danny, I'm really disappointed in you as a person.
You look like a troll doll.
What does it look like?
You look like a troll doll.
What?
Troll who?
That looks beautiful, bro.
You look like an oompa.
Troll doll.
It's like a rhino.
That's where you going?
Absolutely beautiful.
You next, brother?
No.
Come on.
Hell no.
When I bought the 67 GTO, it had no motor, no transmission, no interior, no nothing. Certainly not going to get a lot of money for it in that kind of shape. So my boys have been working overtime getting everything that this baby needs. I think it's time to go check in and see how she's doing.
Car sounds pretty good, man.
Yeah, it's a little on the loud side.
Well, you know, we'll get Tony to put some exhaust on it here shortly. But even though this is sounding really good, I'm thinking fuel injection.
Yes!
Ah, man, really?
Come on.
I'm thinking fuel injection.
Yes,
I really am.
That's what I'm talking about.
I really am. I just.
Now, you're going to ruin this nice 67 GTO with fuel injection.
I don't think it's going to ruin it, man. I think it's going to enhance it and take it to the next level.
I just got this thing tuned.
Well, it does sound good.
This thing runs bitching right now.
I don't even understand what the problem is. It's going to sound the same.
Right.
And it's only going to run better.
Danny, I'm really, really disappointed in you as a person. As a car builder, the way you do it, the 70s, and going to this new electronic stuff, I mean, I just don't think this is right, man.
What the hell are you guys doing?
Hey, you gotta help me out here.
What?
Bob wants to put fuel injection on this thing. Doc and I are just happy with just
basically
if we had a couple of Dixie cups
backwards.
And some fuel and just poured it in the top here.
Well, you got Doc here, and if Doc's here, that means there's fuel injection involved.
I believe fuel injected setup on this, it's going to increase the value of the car.
10 hours of labor involved in this just to install the unit, plus the cost of the unit.
Nobody move. Nobody move.
He's ordering the unit right now. Look at this.
I don't need to order one. We've actually got one burning a hole in the shelf.
There we go. We could probably get another 5 G's out of the car with this setup on.
That much?
So we make 100% on the unit.
I think we have the unit. I say, you know what? You're right, because if I own the car, yeah, I would want fuel injection.
You see what you started around here?
Hey, you know, I didn't mean to make it a 3-on-1, Bob, but come on, man. It just makes sense.
I really believe I'd get 55 grand out of this car.
There's two conditions. The first one is that you're definitely not keeping this car.
I have a 67 GTO.
Okay.
This car is intentionally going to flip, which is why I'm focusing on how I can get the most out of it.
That's the business mind I've been looking
even
for.
Even though it's going to cost a little, I think you got to give a little to get a little more in this particular case.
I just caution you, young man, that I'm not paying more than 10 hours.
That's not a problem. Fuel injection is my specialty.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I'm an old school purist just like Bob. If this GTO came in and all of its parts were there, I could see keeping it 100% original. But we're not keeping it original. We're adding modern parts to it. And the way we're building this car, it just kind of makes sense to me that we throw some fuel injection on it. I'm just hoping that after we put all the money in this car, we'll still be able to flip her for a nice profit. Thank you, man. Thank you. Now, Kevin and I, let's go find a buyer for this thing, man. Great job, you guys.
He started it.
No, you started it.
He started it.
Where's your seatbelt, man?
Oh, crap.
Yep. The last thing I want is for you to damage my windshield when you fly through it. So keep your eyes peeled, though, while we're rolling, you know, to see if you see anything.
Ladies.
Oh, man, for cars, man.
You did not specify. What's that?
Dude.
There's something.
That looks like an old Merc, dude. It looks like a 51 Merc. I'm a freak for 51 Mercs, bro.
Hey, dude's in the garage.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
We gotta stop. What's happening, man?
Long time no see.
It's been a long time.
Man, I can't believe it. James, he's like this old riding buddy of mine that I haven't seen in probably 10 years. It's going to be great to catch up with him. But first, I got to find out if this Merc is his, because this could be a very interesting reunion. It would have to be somebody like you that would have this sitting in your driveway.
There it is.
This is what got me to stop, man. How long have you had this Merc? 51, right?
Yeah, 51.
How long have you had it?
3 years.
I like it. I like it a lot. Like I said before, I go nuts for 51 Mercuries. That sleek body shape, the sexy chrome grille, and that flathead V8 engine. Man, what's not to love? This 51 was part of the Mercury 8 group and was the only line the company offered until it expanded in 1952. This vehicle has a pretty unforgettable look, and most people can remember it from its notable appearance in the popular 1973 movie American Graffiti. Tell me about your Merc.
I gotta know.
Got a 4-inch chop on it.
Nice. Yeah. Is that a T-Bird seat in the back?
Yeah, 64 T-Bird in the back.
Those always look great in the back of a Merc, man.
Yeah, it's got the right stance to it, you know.
It's,
look
it's
at that grill. The French headlights,
yep.
The nose job.
Yeah, man, the grill is beautiful.
That's such a pimp grill.
Can we look under the hood?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Good Lord Almighty, there's a whole lot of engine stuffed under here, man.
It's got a Dodge 440 in it. And it is straight pipe out. I have no mufflers on those.
This thing's got to be loud.
It's loud. My neighbors love me.
Man, this car is badass. The inside of this thing has so much potential. It's looking as good as the outside. And I'm already doing the math in my head. How much cash do I have on me? What's the electric bill going to be this month? Do I really have to pay, Kevin? Either way, I'm just hoping James is ready to sell. What's your plans with this ride?
You know, I just really want to sell it.
Seriously? I'm interested in the car. I just would love to see what it feels like going down the road.
All right, we can do that.
Nice and easy. You know what you're looking at. You're a GTO man. I believe that a car like this is worth at least $60,000.
Well, that's a little high for my budget there, Danny.
What's your plans with this ride?
You know, I just really want to sell it.
Seriously?
I just got too many things going on, you know?
I'm interested in the car. I just would love to see what it feels like going down the road.
All right, we can do that.
Let's take this thing for a putt, man.
What am I supposed to do?
Dude, don't move.
Fine, I'll sit here.
Nice and easy.
Once it gets rolling down a smooth highway, it rides nice, huh?
That thing rides great.
Oh, man. At least there's a pickle.
I don't mind how loud it is, because when you're cruising, it's not that bad.
No, not that bad at all.
Oh, it's a pretty cool ride, man. It's a pretty cool ride.
He's got a pickle.
I figured I could have a pickle.
Yeah, you could have a pickle.
How'd you like it?
I like it. I like it.
We'll take it.
We'll take it. So what were you asking for on this ride?
18.5.
How about 14?
No. I'd go 17.5 for you, Danny.
Would you consider 15? Cash deals.
Throw the jar of pickles in the deal, too.
We got a deal.
I'm going to come back with the cash, and we got a deal.
I'll let you have those pickles today.
You can take the pickles now, Mike.
Take the pickles now.
James, thank you, my brother. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. This 51 Merc is a great score at 15 grand. And a little bit down the road, when I'm able to do it up, I could stand to sell this car for anywhere between 20 grand to 120 grand. But until then, I'm happy just letting her sit in my collection. Do not spill any pickle juice in my van.
It's tight.
Ron, I believe I've got the car for you, man. A while ago, Kevin and I found a beautiful 1967 GTO that was on the road to nowhere.
Just gonna put it in storage.
Well, man, let's not do that. Let's just drop it off at my place. We've given her a new engine, a new transmission, electronic fuel injection, a brand new interior, and topped it off with an insane paint job. She is gorgeous. And wouldn't you know it, Kevin's already found himself a potential buyer. Now, you're a GTO man.
I am. When I was 21 years old, I bought one of these cars from my boss, and it needed a little bit more work on it than I could afford at the time.
Uh-huh.
So I had to get rid of it.
I gotcha.
So I've been looking to get my dream car back this whole time.
I have one. I've got a 67 Ragtop.
I was thinking this whole time he's going to want a his and hers.
Sure, sure, sure.
And so I'm hoping that you take the his away, and he can just have hers.
I'll try my dangest and try to do that.
Rolly! Bring that beautiful goat out here, baby!
You guys know where the keys are? I can't find the keys.
Dude, what in your head?
Mike was trying something different.
Tony, Mike did this to you.
Yeah.
Rolly, the keys are on the dash. Now, can you please go get the car?
And go wash your hair and get back to work.
Okay.
And tell Mike to leave you alone.
Okay.
He is an amazing detailer. That's the only reason I haven't killed him yet.
He must be good.
I love the sound.
I'm just gonna go.
And that thing is sick.
This 67 GTO Matt has shown up as merely a shell, but we put an awful lot in it. We put a brand new 400 cubic inch Pontiac motor with a fast fuel injection system with a turbo 400 transmission, gave it a gorgeous custom interior, an amazing paint job in multi-tone colors, and I think this car came out so gorgeous that if we don't sell it, I'll be thrilled to keep it.
Man, this car is just gorgeous.
Love it. It's all brand
new. Man, you guys did a fabulous job on this. It looks really good.
Jeez, Pat, this interior is so wicked.
Oh, my God, that is nice.
All leather and suede vibe in it.
I love that.
All new rubber, too. So it's tight.
It's tight.
You want to see under the hood?
I do. Oh, man, that's killer.
Oh, yeah, brother. We outfitted her with the 400 Pontiac motor for it. It's been 100% built. It's an updated electronic fuel injection system on it that makes the adjustments for altitude wherever you're driving, however you're driving. You feeling it? You digging it?
I am.
There is no doubt Ron loves this GTO, and, man, I don't blame him because I love it, too. I got a lot of money in this. If we can't come together on a price, well, I really don't have any problem keeping it, no matter what I told Kevin. But I think the best thing at the end of the day would be if I could score a really good flip for this bad GTO. You know what you're looking at. You're a GTO man. I believe that a car like this is worth at least $60,000. That's what I'm asking for on this car. So tell me what you're thinking.
I'm thinking like 45, 47.
That's a little bit too low for me because I'm gonna think I've got that in it.
What's the lowest that you'd take for that car?
I think I can come down to 56.
Mm-hmm.
Kev?
Yeah.
56?
Yeah.
You know, I think my wife's going to kick my tail if I spend that kind of money. I mean, it's a gorgeous car.
What do you think, Kevin?
I mean, I know what the numbers are on this car and everything. The bottom dollar on this car is 52. I cannot go below 52, Ron. I just can't.
My wife's going to kill me. But I've been looking for one of these cars for a long time. I think I can do 52.
Done deal. Man, I hate to see this GTO go, but business is business. And I think Ron, frankly, loves this GTO as much as I do. And that makes it maybe just a little easier to say goodbye. Say, you would have looked really good sitting next to my ragtop. But you're going to a good home.